وفوض امري الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غنى والصلاة والسلام على عبده المصطفى بدر الدجى كهف الورى الذي دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين او ادنى سيد الكونين جد الحسنين ابي القاسم محمد اہل بیت طیبین طاہرین المعصومین الذین اذهب اللہ عنہم الرجس وطہرہم طہیرا ورحمۃ اللہ علی محبیہم ولعنۃ اللہ علی اعدائہم اجمعین اما بعد وقد قال اللہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ولتكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينحون عن المنكر وأولئك المفلحون صلوات علی محمد وآل محمد I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. We spend few moments with our brothers, those who have difficulty understanding our language. I think English is becoming international now, so everybody understands. First of all, I request all of you to join in this program, which is every day, it's going on from first Ramadan till inshallah last of this month. And this is all chakki is going on, but we are waiting for the another alim to come here, assist us. So I have to, and other people are waiting for me also. Anyhow, as long as he's not here, I have to be here, and I am here for a few more days, inshallah. Pray it, Maulana comes, he gets visa faster, inshallah. The Ramadan activities, and I know that it's very difficult for you to work 8 hours and 2 hours plus, and then come back home. You get tired, it's very difficult to join here. But I request humbly to join here. Not only Thursdays, every day, inshallah. And nice to see the Mu'mineen's faces, inshallah. Salawat alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about the responsibility of tabligh on our shoulder. Quran mentions this ayah, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. There is a need of a group of people who can do this job of enjoining what is good, forbidding what is bad. And Quran says these are the people who will be successful. From first day we started by saying human society is one society. If one is affected, the other has to be affected. You cannot neglect, just like the weather. If the jungle is burning in America, it is not the jungle of America, it's jungle of entire globe. If tsunami has happened there, it is not only tsunami has happened there, it has affected entire globe. Likewise, moral behavior of a human being will and in fact affect each and every society. Thus, it is the duty of those who are good to invite those who are not good. So that's why Quran gives a system of وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ. There should be a group of people, those who should take this challenge, inviting humanity. They should have a heart of a great heart, not community, humanity. شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنَ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, not هُدًى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. So this Quran is for entire humanity. A global movement has to come from in our minds. So we should come out of from our own cocoons and become a larger community. Imam Ali in his letter to Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, letter to the governor of Egypt while he was embarking for this job, Malik Esther, he has a beautiful letter. And in this letter there is one piece. Oh Malik, you will going to encounter two kind of people. Imma akhiyun laka fid din, imma nadhirun laka fil khalq. Either he is brother in religion with you, either he is brother in creation with you. Look at the wide thinking of Imam Ali, how Imam Ali is so... Now the UN's laws has been written after Second World War. Imam Ali is saying 1400 years before, where Arab had so much grudge. Till now we have Arabs, we are Arabs. But that time Imam Ali is saying, the thing should be written it down and none should forget this universal message of Quran. So because Quran is universal, message also be universal, should be universal. And those who take this challenge should be universal. They should not confine to any one place or any one country. Today I am talking about we were talking about what is tabligh. Our Sunni brother, they use da'wah. I want to use tabligh. It is better for us so that we are comfortable. So we want to have this challenge started inshallah very soon and exclusively. I am very much interested, and those who are interested come forward, and we want to do something here inshallah. The challenge which we are facing is understanding the Islam itself. When we read the Quran, and I ask, this is the month of Ramadan, and read Quran, each and every ayat is equal to recitation of entire Quran. So this month is a very great month. And while we are joining in reading Quran, don't run away, stay and read Quran. Reading Quran is not the job of 2-3 people, everybody should join here. And I know that about half an hour is a little bit delay. There is no problem. In the month of Ramadan, pain, without pain, no gain. So if you want to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have pain. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala. I will give this ayat from Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah. It's a beautiful ayat. Alladhina, the job of the Prophet. What is the job of the Prophet? Quran is talking in many ayats. The very famous ayat we recite, Huwa alladhi ba'atha bil ummiyyina rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayat. This famous ayat. But the job is not only tazkiyah nafs. There is another job out there. But what are the jobs? Look at this. Alladhina yattabi'una rasulan nabiyyil ummi. Alladhi yajadunahu maktuban indahum fit tawrat wal injil. يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث. Quran is talking about the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those who follow the apostle, prophet, the Ummi. Ummi because he used to live in Umm al-Qura, that's why he was Ummi, not illiterate. Ummi means he lived in Umm al-Qura, that's why he was Ummi. Whom they find written down with them in the Torah. Then the message of the Prophet has been written down in the Torah, which is the Old Testament, in the New Testament, which is Injil and Bible, enjoining them good and forbidding them evil, and make them lawful them the good things and make them unlawful to them impure things. It has been written not only in Quran. Allah says in Torah also they can find the message. And even when the message of the Prophet came, Jewish and Christians, they knew he is right Prophet, still they rejected it. Look at this Quran, what Quran says. وَيَّذُوا عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The job of the Prophet. Here, job of the Prophet, number one. يُحِلَّ لَهُمُ الطَّيَّبَاتِ. They should make good things lawful and bad thing unlawful. Two job. Number three, وَيَضَعَ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ, and remove from their burden. One of the job of the Prophet is to remove the burden of the society. So that means he should be well aware of economical, social and political burden of the society in order to remove the burden. without understanding this, he cannot remove. He should be well aware of. So here Quran says, وَيَرْعَ أَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ And shackles which were upon them. Shackles. وَجَعَلَّ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَجَعَلَّ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ All of us, we have shackles. That shackles could be some, when we talk each other, we say, I think so. ye mai samajhta hoon. Who am I? So, I think so. This becomes shackles. I become within the cocoon and I have some kind of ideology. I go into that shackles. The job of the prophet is to remove those shackles and to make him free. Don't ever think limited, be unlimited. The job of the prophet is to remove the burden from the humanity. Second, to remove the cut the shackles which the human beings have. Now let's see what is today's problem, global problem I'm talking about. Number first problem is injustice, lack of equity and fairness. All of us we know. In the world there is no justice. As long as the border exists, justice never going to be prevailed. That's why Islam says, لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ For Allah belongs to East, for Allah it belongs to the West. There is should not be any... I'll give you an example. A small helicopter was crashed in Nepal, I think. Nepal. And next day, immediately, they were talking about, how many Canadians were there? And if a human being died this morning, why you are looking for Canadian? Why you are thinking how many Canadians? So, either we are individual being. If we are a communal being, means we are national being. Islam never wanted that way. Islam wanted you should become human being. Humankind, not a national being. Why, if you think someone is that, you mourn about it, that also human being. Why do you think this should be a Canadian? That should be, we have to remove. One of the things which I am, the base of this center, to remove all, when we started, I don't know how many, the history of the Council of Islamic Guidance you should be aware of, when we founded this, we had Lebanese brothers, we have Afghani brothers, we have the Iranian brothers, we had Arab brothers, we have black brothers, 12 executive members, all kinds of. Because of the larger community, now they divided. Our intention was to bring not a communal movement, to bring an international movement. Ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood aur Ayaz, na raha banda koi aur na koi salawat padi Muhammad wale. Injustice, lack of fairness, inequity, first problem. Second problem, hunger. You know that in Darfur, now, today, in Darfur, you see the history in Africa, thousands are dying today, each and every moment, people are dying because of lack of food. So one of the reasons fasting has prescribed for us to remember those people on earth, those who are deprived of food. They don't have food. Hunger, death and waste of life. It is a waste of life. I have said it before. In America, America invaded Iraq. Illegal war started. Now they want to get away from that. They cannot go. They are in quicksand every time. They are going inside and inside. They cannot do nothing. They went there and they are counting their deaths. Al-haakum al-taqafur hatta zurtumul. This is our congregation. We had big congregation. So we count. Congregation we count. It is because of this. Quran says big is not important. It is not the quantity, it is quality. Kaleelum ma yashkurun, Quran says there are few those who can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not majority. Aksaruhum la yaqilun. Majority they don't have any sense. So in America, more than 3,000 people American died in Iraq. How many Iraqis died? More than 100,000. More than 100,000 Iraqis died. 3,000 they are mourning. In front of White House, they have the electronic board. They are counting. Look at this hour. Every day there is an agitation in front of White House. Look at so many people are dying. And why you are mourning for yourself? Look at this. More than 100,000 people. Every day 100 average are dying. Why don't you think? In my view, they have been they have been put chains on their neck, they are blindfolded, they do not, and وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Quran says, they do not perceive what is happening to their own community. For example, the accidental death in America is every year 45 to 47,000 a year. You go and study. You go on today when you go to majlis. I'm not only talking on member. You go today, sit on in front of computer and look at the accidental death in America. Majority of the causes is because of liquor. So 40,000, 45,000 they are dying. Nobody is protesting. 3,000 they die. So look at how much is the difference. As long as they die within the community, it is okay. Waste of life. That's one thing. Hunger, death and waste of life. Number three, the problem is worse. Number four, lack of sense of direction in life. No direction. What is the purpose of life? Have fun, man. No need to worry. Earn and have fun. No, Islam says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ You are here for test. If Allah gives you, then also test. If Allah takes you away from you, then also test. Dua of you say dua, we decide. We have to ponder. Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur al-surur. Then what? Allahumma aghna. What it dua means? What it means? Allahumma aghna kulla faqir. What we are asking? Allah is saying go and help faqir by only saying Allahumma aghna. Allahumma aghna faqulla faqir is not going to help out. You have to come out just like Allahumma rzuqni, or Allah give me sustenance. Only by saying sustenance, Allah is not going to give me. I have to go and work in order to get the sustenance. Likewise, Allahumma aghna kulla faqir means I have to help those who are faqir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly teaching us, you do dua to me, at the same time you think of the poor us. That is the sense in Islam is asking all of us to understand clearly. And one sentence in this dua is so beautiful. It is a gift for all of us tonight. Take that sentence. Allahumma ghayyir su'a halena bi husni halek. It is not an easy job to describe this. This sentence needs one ashra. This only one. Allahumma, oh my Allah, change my bad status. My bad status. To change what? To good the status of you. That means, oh Allah, I want to become you. تَخَلَّقُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ Allah Hadith says, you seek the moral of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Rahim, you become Rahim. Allah is Kareem, you become. Said Allahumma su'a ghayyir su'a halana bi husni halak. It's not an easy job. What we are asking, we want to become, we are thinking, can we become Ali? No, if this boy is saying, you become something else because you are here, you have the ability to reflect the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am in my behavior, my wife is not happy. In my behavior, my children are not happy. In my behavior, my society is not happy. Where is Allahumma ghayyir su'a halana? Salawat padhi Muhammad Ali. Problems. In the name of women, women's right, abuse of women. In the name of women's right, abuse of women. In my daughter's marriage, when I presented that my farewell to in the audience, one of our brother, Dr. Asaf Sadi, he said, Maulana, it was so good, it touched me, please, I want that to give. One sentence I had in that, don't ever go into the slogans of today, which is misleading in the name of women's right. Quran says, no. If they are right, why the cabinet of America is not 50-50? Huh? If they have figured it out, this is the problem in the society, why don't they do that? 50% women, 50% men, 50% cabinet of Canada is men, and 50% should be women. They're not. In order to go on male ground, in order to cheat with women, they use women. So woman becomes naive, shaitan. Shaitan attacks first to the kids and women. They are very emotional beings. They go into lipsticks, makeups, You know, the multi-billion dollar industry is lipstick. I always say to my daughters, if you want to become your self to shine, get up morning, pray namaz and don't go to sleep. And look at your face. Hadith we have, Salatul Layl will shine your face. If you get up night and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this lipstick, everything is a catch-up, not a reality. Taqwa is reality. Salawat padhi Muhammad wale Muhammad. Ramadan mein itna bada roza bhi hai uske baad ye Number 6, purpose of life, why are we here in this world has been forgotten. Family life has been distracted. Now there is no family life. You know that in America, in here also, very soon there should not be brothers, sisters, nothing. Nothing is there. Because male, female and female, and they can take any sperm bank, take the sperm and have kids. No children, no father, no brother. So there is no family system. And the thing, these are the difficulties of today. So one of the job of the prophet is to remove the burden of humanity. So that means job of a mu'min is remove the burden of humanity. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Why Iran has to shout? Why Ahmadinejad has to come on UNO podium and say, justice, justice, justice? Quran says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ. There is a need of a group of, these are the group of people, follower of Ahlul Bayt. They have the courage to stand tall against tyranny and oppression. Salawat padhi Muhammad wale Muhammad. Mujhe bas 2-4 minute dijiye, inshallah aapki zehmat tamam. Aur ye hadith hai, an Abi Jafar. Kaun hai Abi Jafar? Imam hai, Muhammad hai, Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ajeeb hadith hai, aap ye lekar ke tohfa jaiye aaj, jo hai zara serious baithi hai. Rozana sunte hain malum hai, magar har martaba main koshish karta hu thoda sa masala aapko naya mile. Warna jo hai aap sunte hi rehte. Dekhiye dekhiye hadith kya hai. Man talaba mardatun nas bimas yuskhitullah kana hamidu minan nas daman. اگر کسی نے اللہ کی مرضی کے خلاف لوگوں کو خوش کرنے کے لیے کام کیا تو لوگوں کی مذمت ملے گی. یہ دیکھیں, آپ ہمیشہ کوشش یہ ہوتی ہے کہ مجمع کو خوش کریں. میں تو کبھی کبھی کرا, جب میں نے مثال بھی دی ہے, مثلا 10,000-12,000 کا مجمع ہے, خوش کر سکتے ہیں آپ؟ ناممکن ہے. کوئی بھی چیلنج ہے, کوئی بھی خطیب جائے ممبر کو خوش کر دیں. 10,000 کے مجمع کو خوش کرنا آسان نہیں ہے. تو بجائے اس کے 10,000 کو خوش کرنے کی کوشش کروں ایک کی, تو 10,000 کو خوش کرنے جاؤں گا تو ذلیل ہو جاؤں گا, ایک کو خوش کرنے جاؤں گا تو عزیز ہو جاؤں گا. صلوات پڑھیے محمد والے محمد پر. ومن آثر طاعت اللہ عز و جل بما یغضب الناس کفاہ اللہ عز و جل عداوت کل عدو. من آثر طاعت اللہ عز و جل جما یغضب الناس. اگر کسی کو اللہ کی اطاعت اتنی پسند ہے کہ وہ دنیا کے ہر ایک کا غضب لینے کو تیار ہے, غصہ لینے کو تیار ہے. جیسے مولا امیر المومنین کے سلسلے میں آیت قرآن کی, لا تأخذہ لومۃ لائم. اب اس کو ذرا مثال کے ساتھ میں سمجھا دوں گا, اس کے بعد زحمت ختم ہو جائے گا. میں نے پہلے مثال دی تھی, بہت اچھی مثال آئی, کیونکہ مثالوں سے انسان جو ہے بہت جلدی قریب ہو جاتا ہے. مثلا کوئی لڑکا ہے, محبت کر دیتا ہے. محبت ہونے کے ساتھ کیا ہو جاتی ہے؟ دو چیزیں ہو جاتی ہیں, اندھا ہو جاتا, کانا ہو جاتا. خاص بات ہے, لو یو ہب یو اما بھیا تم. اگر کسی سے محبت کر دیا لڑکا, وہ اندھا ہو گیا, کانا ہو گیا. باپ بول رہے ہیں, بیٹ ماں بول رہے, کچھ سمجھ نہیں. ارے بھائی, اب تو محبت میں اندھا ہو گیا. کچھ بھی باپ بولے, ارے بھائی خاندان کا مسئلہ ہے یار, ذرا سوچو. خاندان پاندان کچھ بھی سمجھ میں نہیں آتا. نہیں آتا, انڈرسٹینڈ. اس لیے کہ وہ اندھا ہو چکا ہے. اس کے مقابل میں بغض شائیں یو اما و یا سم. کسی کا بغض بھی انسان کو اندھا بنا دیتا ہے. किसी का वक्त भी इंसान को काना बना देता है। ये दो चीजें बहुत खतरनाक है। मोहब्बत भी करना तो पहले सोच के कीजिए, और वक्त भी दुश्मनी कीजिए तो सोच के कीजिए। इसलिए अंधे हो जाइएगा। जब अंधे हो जाइएगा क्या पहले से बात रही ना बात रही क्या कुछ भी नहीं, अब नहीं है कुछ भी तो कुलाक भी पढ़ ले कुछ समझ नहीं आता। इसलिए वक्त खतरनाक है, मोहब्बत खतरनाक है। मोहब्बत करना है तो देख के कीजिए, दुश्मनी करना है तो देख के कीजिए। और जब देख के मोहब्बत कीजिए तो किससे मोहब्बत कर सकेंगे, उससे मोहब्बत कीजिए जिसके पास सिफात है। अभी बच्चों से पूछिए टी शर्ट क्यों लगा दिया अभी तुमने, फला प्लेयर का मुझे बहुत पसंद है, बहुत ही जवामद इंसान है। सिफाते पसंदीदा से इंसान फितरी तौर पर मोहब्बत करता है। खुदा ने कहा मुझसे मोहब्बत करो, तवज्जो के तालिब हूँ। खुदा ने कहा मुझसे मोहब्बत करो, इसलिए मोहब्बत करो मेरे पास हर सिफत मौजूद है। अलीम हूँ, रहीम हूँ, गफ्फार हूँ, सत्ता, तो मैं मुझसे मोहब्बत करो। इमाम अली ने देखा कि दुनिया में कोई नहीं है सिवाय उसके, अब उसकी मोहब्बत में आया। ला ताखुदहु लौमत लाइम, अब इमाम अली किसी की परवाह नहीं करते कि वो करीब आए दूसरा। पूरा फलसफा है, पूरा दीन का फलसफा ये दीन है, आसान मसला नहीं है। तो ब्रदरान अज़ीज़, कोशिश करें माहिर मुबारक रमजान में अपनी जिंदगी को महवर मर्ज़ात इलाही। वमिन अन्नास मन यश्री नफ्सहु इब्तिगा मर्ज़ातिल्लाह, क्या दिया क्या खरीदा। अरे भाई खरीदने के लिए बाजार में जाना पड़ता है, लेने के लिए बाजार में जाना पड़ता है, किसी चीज को देने के लिए बाजार में जाना पड़ता है, मगर अली बाजार नहीं जा रहा है। बिस्तर पे मालिक तू खरीदना चाहता है ले ले। अरे भाई मार्केट में होता यह है कि प्राइस के लिए सप्लाई और डिमांड जी, अगर प्रोडक्शन ज्यादा हो जाएगा तो खतरनाक हो जाएगा। मालूम है कि यहाँ पर हजारों लीटर दूध जो है बहा दिया जाता है ताकि मार्केट गर्म रहे, जलालत की इंतहा। हजारों इंसान उस दूध के घूंट के लिए मर रहे हैं, हजारों लीटर दूध जो बहा दिया जाता है, गेहूं जला दिया जाता है। आपको मालूम नहीं है किसी कनाडा में हजारों गैलन दूध खत्म किया जाता है, क्यों, बाजार को गर्म रखने के लिए। परेशानी क्यों है, इसलिए कि खरीदार जो है गर्म रहे मार्केट में। परवरदिगार ने कहा मेरा मार्केट हमेशा ओपन, रात में बेचो खरीदूंगा, दिन में बेचो खरीदूंगा, घर में बेचो खरीदूंगा, बाजार में बेचो खरीदूंगा। अली ने कहा मैं बिस्तर पे सो रहा हूँ दे रहा हूँ। खुदा ने कहा कौन खरीदेगा, आओ 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 खरीदेगा। ए आदम तुम आओ, नूह तुम आओ, इब्राहिम तुम आओ, मूसा तुम आओ, खरीदो। देखो अली का नफ बिक रहा है। आदम कहेंगे मेरे पास सिवाय इल्म के कुछ नहीं है, नूह कहेंगे सिवाय फहम के कुछ नहीं है, इब्राहिम कहेंगे खुल्लत के अलावा कुछ नहीं है, मूसा कहेंगे शुजात के अलावा कुछ नहीं है। ये वो है जिसके पास आदम का इल्म है, नूह का फहम है, इब्राहिम की खुल्लत है, मूसा की शुजात है, यूसुफ का हुस्न है, कुल फजाइल यहाँ पे मौजूद है। खुदा ने कहा तुम हटो, ये अमीर है तुम फकीर। सलावत पढ़िए मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद। मम्मी नन्ना समय यशी नफ्सो हो तो बेच। इसीलिए मौला ने क्या कहा, सामानोकल जन्ना, तेरी कीमत न घोड़ा न जोड़ा न बीवी न बच्चे, तेरी कीमत क्या है, मौला का कौल है। समन अकल जन्ना, तेरी कीमत जन्नत। ला तबेउहा इल्ला बेहा, अगर बेचना है तो जन्नत ही को बेचो, जन्नत के एवज में बेचो, किसी और चीज के एवज में बेच ही नहीं सकते। जब कीमत है, जब सब मौला कह रहे हैं तेरी कीमत जन्नत है, अली की कीमत क्या है, जन्नत गाना, मेरी कीमत रिजाए परवरदिगार है, मुझे जन्नत नहीं चाहिए उसकी मर्जी चाहिए। इसलिए कि जब मर्जी मिल जाएगी, हज सलवात पढ़िए मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद। तौफीक रमजान के महीने में कोशिश करें अपने आप को डेवलप करें, जरा सी ऐसी सिफात जो जलीला और जमीला, कोशिश करें कि अच्छी सिफतें अच्छे एट्रीब्यूट को ऐड कर लें और जो बुरी सिफतें खत्म कर दें। अगर रमजान में रोजा इफेक्ट कर रहा है तो देखें अपने में क्या तब्दीली आ रही है। کتنی تبدیلی آ رہی ہے, نماز افیکٹ کر رہی ہے تو ہاؤ مچ آئی ایم افیکٹڈ, اگر تبدیلی نہیں آ رہی ہے تو کوشچن مارک ہے اس روزے میں, اگر تبدیلی نہیں آ رہی ہے نماز میں کوشچن مارک ہے. اسی لیے ہمارے پاس تجدید ہوتی ہے شب جمعہ کو, تجدید بیعت. دعا کرتے ہیں پروردگار کم من مالک, کتنے گناہ ایسے ہیں جس کی وجہ سے ہمارے توبہ قبول نہیں ہوتے, ایسا نہ ہو کہ ایسا گناہ کر دیں جس کے بعد توبہ نہ قبول ہو, جبکہ اس کی رحمت کا دروازہ کھلا ہوا ہے. کتنا رحیم ہے, کتنا رحیم ہے خدا, حسین سے پوچھے کتنا رحیم کون ہے, کتنا رحیم ہے خدا, پھر سے پوچھے کتنا رحیم کون ہے جس نے راج کا روکا تھا. آپ بتائیں بھائی جو وجہ بنا کربلا تک پہنچنے کا, اور حسین اس کے لیے کہہ رہے ہیں کہ انتا ہوں پھر دنیا والا. ہاں حسین تم یہ صفات جلال جمال پروردگار کے آئینہ دار ہیں, جب سامنے آ جاتا ہے تو پچھلا کچھ نہیں رہتا, صفائی ہو گئی. مولا کیا مجھ جیسا بھی بخشا جائے گا, کیا مجھ جیسا بھی بخش دیا جائے گا, کیا میں بھی بخش دیا جاؤں گا. مولا نے کہا تم بھی بخش دیے جاؤ گی, تم میرے بارگاہ میں سب بخش, اس لیے کہ بارگاہ پروردگار کا نمائندہ ہے. مولا کیا رحیم اگر وہ ہے تو مجھ جیسا بھی بخش دیا جائے گا, کیا میں بھی بخش دیا جاؤں گا. مولا دیا گیا ہوں میں میرے بارگاہ میں سب بخش, اس لیے کہ بارگاہ پروردگار کا نمائندہ ہے. مولا کیا رحیم اگر وہ ہے تو مجھ جیسا بھی بخش دیا جائے گا, کیا میں بھی بخش دیا الہیہ کا آئینہ ہے جہاں پر ہر طرح کے چین توڑ دیے گئے, اور حسین اس منزل پہ تھا جہاں پر کوئی انسان پہنچ نہیں سکتا تھا. برادران عزیز, شب عاشور امام حسین عجیب و غریب روایت میں ہے کہ تلوار پہ سائیکل کر رہے ہیں, اور یہ روایت کو نفس المحموم میں شیخ عباس قمی نے بھی لکھا ہے کہ تلوار پہ سائیکل ہو رہی تھی, اور جناب سید سجاد روایت کرتے ہیں کہ میں نے دیکھا کہ میری پھوپھی اماں میری تیمارداری کر رہی ہیں, گوشے میں میرا بابا جو ہے تلوار کو صاف کرتے ہوئے شعر پڑ رہا ہے, یا دنیا کم لک من خلیلی کم لک من اشراق والاصیلی, اے دنیا کیا دنیا ہے, اے دنیا عجیب دنیا ہے, تیری دنیا میں کون کون خمٹ گئے, کتنے دوست چلے گئے, اور یہ کیسا ہے کہ کوئی تیرا بدل بھی کوئی قبول نہیں کرتی. اشعار ایسے تھے کہ میں سمجھ گیا کہ بابا کی یہ آخری رات ہے, اب تیرا بابا بچنے والا نہیں ہے, اور جو میں سمجھا تھا میری بہن بھی میری پھوپھی اماں بھی سمجھ گئی کہ اب یہ بچنے والے نہیں ہے. ایک مرتبہ زینب اٹھی, میری بہنیں یاد ہے چادر جو پہنتی ہے بہن, اگر سیدھی کھڑی نہ ہو تو چادر اس کے پیروں میں آ جائے گی, خصوصاً اگر پیر محتاط کوئی عورت ہو جو اپنے پیروں کو نہ بتانی جاتی ہو, اگر وہ چادر پہنے اور کھڑی نہ ہو تو چادر بیچ میں آ جائے گی. زینب کی کمر شاید ٹوٹ گئی تھی, کھڑی ہوئی تو چادر اس کے پیروں میں آ گئی, گرتی ہوئی قریب آئی, اے میرے ماں جائے کیا یہ ممکن ہے آپ کی رات چل جائے, ایک رات ختم ہو جائے. امام حسین نے کہا نہیں بہن, آج کی رات چلنے والی نہیں ہے, آج سب کو جانا ہے, کل ہم جانے والے ہیں. جناب زینب نے منہ پہ تماچے لگائے, الیوم ماتا جدی, الیوم ماتا بی, الیوم ماتا امی, آج میرا نانا مر گیا, آج میرا بابا مر گیا, آج میرا بھائی مر گیا, آج میری ماں مر گئی. حسین نے سینے سے لگایا, زینب بے ہوش ہو کے گری. خدا آپ کی بہنوں کو سلامت رکھے, اگر آپ کی بہن بے ہوش ہو جائے تو آپ پہلے کیا کرتے ہیں, ارے بھائی ایک گلاس پانی لائیے, پانی چھڑکیے, ارے غربت حسین بہن بے ہوش ہے, پانی کا قطرہ نہیں ہے, آنسو بہائے. زینب نے آنکھیں کھولی, اے میرے ماں جائے تیرے آنکھوں سے آنسو نہ جائے. وسلم
الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.